The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and here we are again. We're here every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, live broadcasting. And we do have our video live stream going. If you want to check that out, you can go to my website, jenroyster.com, or look me up on the YouTube. That's where we're broadcasting live. So for video, we're also with our station and network, transformationtalkradio.com and WBLQ over in Westerly, Rhode Island. So we're out there for you, and we want to just say we love you guys and thank you for being a part of our listening family. So here we go. What are we going to talk about today? It's kind of a loaded topic. It's a big one. And I was like wowed when I, you know, every week I stop and I go, what is the message that spirit, the angels would have me share with you? I work with them every day, and they are the messengers that deliver what I need to share. I hear a helicopter out there if you hear something weird. And he's getting closer. So here you go. There's always something, right? Well, that's okay. That's what we're learning to be okay with all the surprises and unexpected. But this is a big transformative year. This week, today, we're going to talk about how we can move past hesitating and into manifesting what we really want in our lives. That's a shift in reality. This is a metaphysical show. We're going to talk about the energy and dynamics of manifesting, what holds us back in hesitation, procrastination, things like that. And so when I asked the angels who can help me with this week, our wonderful angel friend, Archangel Raziel, came through. Now, he's quite the angel to work with. I have a couple of show archives out there that have been quite popular on this angel. And it's interesting the dynamics and emotions that he can stir, because sometimes he can just downright frustrate you, and it'll feel like that because you want it to go a certain way. Or when you're trying to manifest or bring in a miracle, you're thinking, you're kind of in a desperate vibe, if you think about that. I've done it too. We've all done it. But he just is very quiet, and he will wait till you settle. You'll express yourself. But the thing that I was asked, and I have not had a chance to personally respond to this, so I do want to let whoever's out there, if they might be listening to this one, they were just listening to a Raziel archive and left a comment on the YouTube channel, which is fine. And it was a good point. It was a really good point, and I will get back to it, but I want to bring it up. They were saying, wow, you know, if he can wait forever, I think I may have said how patient he can be. I'm trying to recall that episode, but he can wait. He will just wait till you're ready, till you settle down to work with you. Well, this person comments and says, well, they've been waiting. He's been waiting a lot, you know, something about between several lifetimes and, you know, waiting on me. And yeah, that was a good point. Yeah, that's a lot of waiting. But here's the thing in a nutshell to simplify that. They don't help us till we're ready and we ask. That's, I know you've heard that. You ask and then receive. That's how it works with angels. They don't interfere with your free will. If you're not ready, then you don't have to go there. Whether it's this lifetime or many or part, you know, it's when you're ready to go there. So in general, all of them work that way. I wanted to point that out. Now, this one's interesting to work with. I don't work with this one all the time, but does come in when there's something very important when it comes to manifesting or really the energy and esoteric of things. Raziel, his name is known as the keeper of God's secrets, or, you know, he's connected with esoteric, the secrets of God, manifesting, you know, magic, if you want to use that word. And, you know, magic really is understanding energy in another way, in my perspective. Now, I share, and I do want to make sure I point this out, I share how I've experienced the angels and how they relate to me. And another thing that's very important, and Raziel made this known to me to make sure I bring this up as well. He works with me. I share how he works with me and the personality that comes across. But they will work with you the way that is unique to you. So the way he works with me, he will work with me the way that will work best for me. For you, it might be a different way. You might pick up something completely different from him. So when we are sharing, or I say we, light workers, or somebody that works with angels like I do, I'm sharing how I have experienced it. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter how I experience it or you experience it. It's the message. It's the growth. The bottom line is, they are here to help us and support us when we are participants and we're proactive and we have chosen to grow and we have chosen to heal and to release things and all that good stuff. So hesitation is an interesting one, and people get frustrated. They're like, you know, law of attraction doesn't work for me, or this or that, or this or that. Well, there's different levels of comprehension with law of attraction and manifesting. First of all, is there a belief that might be in the way? Is there something countering and canceling out the request? These are different things to look at. Raziel brings a lot of potential and a lot of interesting aspects to this topic today. In particular, he wanted me to talk and share with you about the elements. The elements are water, and this is an energy, water, fire, earth, metal, air, okay? The one we want to talk about is fire. And I'm not talking about the fires in California. As much as I know those people are going through, that's not what I'm relating to when I talk about the fire element. I know that they are really going through it. Physical fires out there. But this is the energy of the fire element. Okay? And in energy work, fire can consume everything and purify it. It clears it. That's one aspect of it. It's also feisty, you know. It's behind some of our emotions, and we get fired up and we're ready to get out there and take action. Think about it. Think about that energy when you get fired up about something. Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about. Raziel wanted me to bring up the element of fire today because when we went into December, it's interesting, you know, we talked about that last week, the energy and the messages for December, but we also are in that retrograde and we have a Saturn return, I believe. There's interesting with Sagittarius. There's some fire, unique lineup going on right now that we are entering into that will last for a couple of years. And I'm not going all into that today because I want to go into the message that Raziel has for that energy. Discernment is not the same thing as judgment. We're going to talk about that as well. And trust. Trust. Trust is a huge one because our trust has been challenged. I mean, in our personal lives, you know, you just knew it was this way. You had a belief in it. It's kind of rocked the boat in a lot of areas. You can see it across the news. Your life personally, relationships, all kinds of stuff. And now you're in this place where you have to use the fire energy, is what Raziel is suggesting. He's like, that fire energy, that heart that's firing you up, if you can redirect that into letting it be the all-consuming flame, is a way to put it, where you let it purify and release and just release completely. It's kind of like it's burning it up, releasing that energy in a directive, positive way, so it's not in your way. If we hold on to that part, it's like there's two or three steps here. The first step is you're in shock because something you trusted just went up into this shock factor, and now you've got to let it go. It upsets you. You relate to this, to how this might work with you personally. It upsets you. You don't, you know, you're angry. You might feel resentful. You might feel very betrayed. And now you have to release it. The fire energy can help you do that. That energy that's causing that emotion, if you were to take that intention, redirect it into, you know what? I don't want to keep it. I'm just going to redirect it into something positive. I'm going to use it to sweep this away, burn this thing out, and then I'm going to rebuild in a better way. Then there's another step to that, and that's what we'll talk about when we come back, because this is going a little bit deep and intricate, but that's what Raziel wanted to do today, and I'm following, and I'm listening as he shares with me to tell you. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to lose track with this because you get in so deep. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on. We're talking about moving past hesitation and manifesting your dreams into your reality with Archangel Raziel. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we are working and with Archangel Raziel about moving past hesitation and manifesting your dreams. So your dreams, and what I mean by that is your passions, what you really love, how you really want your reality, your life to be. And a lot of people think, I've tried that. It doesn't work. Well, It does. And I haven't gotten it right on the very first few tries either at times. You know, sometimes there's a belief or something blocking. It's usually something to look deeper in, something we're avoiding. Right now, this fire energy that we brought up in the first segment that Raziel wants me to talk to you about is the way to do it. First of all this energy dynamic that came into December brought a lot of fire energy. The fire energy will spin things up. It'll stir the pot. It'll throw it up in the air, into the fan, you name it. And you're like, oh man, let me just not get hit by what comes off the fan. I know. We're probably going to get a little honest, okay? And what we're going to get honest is what you need to deal with, what I need to deal with, what everybody needs to deal with. So we go, okay, so how do we do that? This is where he helps you practice. This is how he works. You know, I mean, it's not avoiding. But when we go into what we know deep in our heart, okay, that's the one for me. That's the message. I need to pay attention to that. Now we use that fire element to just let it consume it up, burn it out. You know, it was good for us at one point, but not anymore, not so much. And that's how you move through. And then you're left with, now that really hurt me. Let's say that really hurt you, whatever was burning up and going away. I know we have to kind of get into it today. And he said, Now you're going to second guess trusting your decisions. See, a lot of people will probably in that point, well, I tried this once and now I don't know. I don't know whether I can trust that. I don't know about that. Well, it's important. It's important to regain trust of the self. Maybe you've never trusted yourself. Maybe you've always wanted somebody else to just make those decisions because you didn't want to be accountable for them. I know. No, it's calling us out. I know. I've done it too. I'm being honest. Everybody's done it. I mean, we're all human beings figuring this thing out right now. But this is the real deal. So can't pull back. And discernment, not judgment. Judgment is you see this opinion of something. That's it. Discernment, and the way I'm relating to it here and the way Raziel was talking about, you know, when he was bringing this, was discerning whether this is right for you, discerning whether this works for you, discerning whether you need to let it go or let them go, or you need to move on, or you need to change locations, whatever. Discernment is trusting what feels right to you within your heart. Okay. I see a lot of people call intuitives like me, or they'll call, you know, and they'll ask for that guidance because they're not trusting what they're picking up. And they probably already know the answer. They do. They probably already know, but they're just not trusting it. They don't know whether they can. The self-confidence is not there. Raziel's saying, okay, this fire energy this month is a great opportunity to burn up that lack of confidence, that low self-esteem part of you that is not helping one bit. He said that. He did. He said, no, we need to rebuild the relationship we have with ourself, our higher self. We need to trust it. And yes, it will take you down some interesting paths that you're going, whoa, logically, I don't know about that. Not every time. But when logic goes, this is what I've learned. This is my little thing that I've learned that's working for me, so I can share that. You can try it. When I find that happening, I'm like, okay, I let logic speak. I go, logic, okay, I know you're fretting about this, and this seems like a crazy thing to do. But what if we listened a little bit more to higher self and we said, well, how can we help? How can we make this happen logically? I know. It really works. It works for me. I found that that's allowing those two sides of me to get to know each other better and to support each other and trust. It helps. The other part is, the great part is, now the side that's, you know, skeptical is going to start trusting the discernment or the heads up when your higher self says, oh, this isn't going to be great for you. We shouldn't go here. Or you might want to be a little more cautious here. That doesn't mean instill fear, which is what a lot of times happens to us. It's not to instill fear. It's awareness. It's your eyes open. You're seeing clearly. You have a good perspective here where you can make fantastic choices for yourself. I know, man. I'm going to have to go back and listen sometimes to this stuff because he just takes me and I just let him talk to you because it's kind of deep. And when we are making choices, we want to trust ourselves. We don't want to feel like we've got to keep second guessing or making a choice and then staying in the stress. We haven't burned up that part that's in the way if you're going through that cycle. And things repeat, so we can go back and give it another try, give it another go. And, you know, that's what happens. Sometimes we will have made progress and it'll come around again and we'll make even more. It'll go deeper. Guys, that doesn't mean you failed at anything. Don't let fear deceive you. No. Don't let it deceive you. Because fear of even trying to make a go of your passions and and truly be proactive in making your dreams come true, that's the biggest culprit right there getting in the way. And you can choose to stop it. You can choose to say, you know what, no more. I'm not going to do this anymore. So when you have those fiery energies that just seem intense, you want to use them in a very good way. You want to use them to your benefit, not hold on to all this pain that's really not benefiting you at all and just keeping you attached to what hurt you. So Raziel's like, you know, this is great timing. This is great timing for what's happening, because the energies are bringing up so much for humanity to process, to deal with, to change their ways, to see things from a better perspective. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, what better timing? So here's the real deal for December. And it looks like, oh no, this isn't the good time to do anything, because there's a lot of, you know, scary stuff being said and watch out. Well, that's what I'm talking about. What does your instincts tell you? Okay. And just because we decide, okay, I'm going to do this, doesn't mean things will turn out exactly the way you intended. You will learn and discover all along the way. And when you see life that way, everything opens up. It's completely different. It's amazing. Yes, there's miracles that can happen. A miracle is you putting down that weight that's holding you back. Miracles happen, but we are co-creators in bringing them into our life. We can say, oh, I wish this would happen, but if we're not doing anything about it, it just sits there and you feel like it's always without, it's never in reach for you. It'll always feel that way. Anger, resentment, things like that, that can come up with fire energy. That's like a lower frequency of fire element. A higher frequency of it is proactive. You've got your energy. You're going to make it happen. That's how you want to use the fire energy. And it's a very positive aspect when you look at it that way. The fire energy in a positive frequency is what makes great things happen, what makes those big choices, what makes that motivation to make it happen, to change for the better. Lower frequencies, anger, resentment, and it kind of just sits there and boils and doesn't do anything but stay right there. Yeah, think about it that way, and it will help you when you're feeling it. Well, I don't want to just stay here and boil in it. Let's do something. Let's just get out there and do something with it. That's for you to decide what to do, okay? Because we all have something unique we're trying to do, and that's what he had on the fire energy. And now we're going to go, well, we're getting ready to go on a break, but I also was looking into the energy for this month and more of what he wanted to say, and that's what we're going to come back with. Because it's a magical month, it actually is one of the best times, because of the fire energy, to really start some projects. And people are going, but the retrograde, this one's different. This one's like, yes, but no, not really. And it's reviewing, it's full of fire. It's a very unique energy that's very different. You might feel a little antsy with it. Don't give up. Don't give up and hold back and be afraid to do something with your dreams if this is a good timing for you. Don't hold back, honestly. I know. It's a crazy time, but it's a unique time because we're getting ready for 2018 and we're moving into all this new energy that we're just not used to. So a lot of what you're feeling is the unknown, but it's an exciting unknown if you took a positive perspective with it. With that, we're going to hold right there. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with how we can manifest our dreams into reality with Archangel Raziel. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Thank you.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And welcome back to the show. We're talking about Archangel Raziel and how he can help us regain some confidence in ourselves and move past hesitation, procrastination in manifesting our dreams. Now, we said December is loaded with fire energy, and that fire energy in a positive is perfect for making things move forward, starting your projects. Okay, now here's the weird part. I know, because of the retrograde, feels a little bit like, you know, and I know. But here's one of the things that Raziel said you need to burn up in that fire and use that fire element. And that was, you need to leave behind that doubt that you can manifest. If you doubt that you can, that's, use some intention with a meditation for a couple of minutes. Close your eyes and say, you know, I intend for this energy that's blocking my path to be in the all-consuming flame. And that is the part of fire element that we're talking about, okay? We're not talking about physical fires. We're talking about energy, okay? Now, self-confidence is important. It's important, and you want to put that energy there. You want to redirect it. Now, you know, if you have a passion and you really want to make it happen, then this is a great month for that. The more, in fact, the more you have self-confidence and trust in yourself, the more manifesting will happen. So see how they go together? So as you're working to release that doubt, and you put that energy into the self-confidence bin, that's just going to keep getting better and better. So it's very much worth your while to take moments here and there, two or three times a day, you know, whenever you're feeling the, just take a minute or two and get it back on track. It works. It really does. Not to mention, you'll feel so much better about yourself. Then you'll find that you're actually getting somewhere. You're getting somewhere. This is a great time to do it. Now, here is another one. It's a great time to celebrate. It's a celebration time in the holidays, but it's a great time to celebrate. You're like, what do we got to celebrate about? Make that happen. Find things that you can celebrate. Find things that you can be thankful for that are in your life. We don't have to do this just at this time of year, but it's a great reminder, if we haven't been doing it, to truly look at your life and see all the incredible potential in it. See all the things that are why you're here. This energy coming up in the next few weeks that's going to kind of roll us into 2018 is really going to make you think and ask yourself, why am I here? What should I really be doing right now? And how can I do it? And then listen. That's how Raziel works too. You know, he waits till you can ask, but then listen. If you're feeling really, you know, the scary part, you know, ask Michael to protect you and shield you as you do it. It's not a bad idea. Discernment is when you feel something uneasy, ask for that protection. Ask for that shielding up. We don't want to be afraid to live. We don't want to be afraid to do what we came here to do. There's all kinds of stuff that would try to sabotage it. But now's not the time, honestly. I know, if you want to focus on that, it'll look like that. But honestly, this is a great time to get you into the game and take action and move forward. Because 2018 is going to be a big year. And this lineup that's going to be in the energy for a bit, it's really going to bring things up that we've just got to either, okay, yeah, I need to get rid of that. It's kind of like you have a big bonfire in the backyard and you're just going to, you know, get rid of a bunch of stuff. Think of it that way, energetically. You can even visualize that. You can visualize the emotion or the issue as being released, just released, and look at it that way. That's an awesome way to look at it. I don't know what's going on with sound. It sounds a little strange to me out there. I'm getting some echo. I don't know if you guys are hearing that. So anyway, Raziel wants to help you make the most of this time because it's good. It's very, very good. It's a time to not be afraid to get rid of what needs to go away. Okay, we've been talking about that, you know, for what, a couple of years? And it's been gradual, but, you know, now it's kind of ramped up to where, oh my gosh, I got to do something now. I've got to do it. We've just got to move into this. And, you know, the celebration part is to celebrate that you did come here, that you're still here, and you still have an opportunity to do what you came here to do. And honestly, guys, don't think so big on that. Maybe you just came here to understand love. Maybe you just came here to understand compassion, not a job title. Maybe you came here for one of the virtues. Maybe you came here for one of the you know, things in life, quality of life that's like peace, to find your, you know, everybody's looking for the happiness, but happiness is a choice. Happiness is something we choose to be. It's not like I'll be happy when I get this or that. I know. It's like, gosh, this is like kind of a tough one. No, it's not tough. It's a persistence. It's a belief that is trying to bury. It's a belief barrier that it might be busting through for you. It's your choice whether you want to take it or leave it. This is metaphysical. I know we've been going deep in this, guys, that are listening and you're like, oh man, this is very strange to me. Ask on your own, do your own homework. I'm just introducing things to you on a radio show, guys, because you can only dive in but so deep, okay, because we're moving quickly through this topic. But Raziel will work with you uniquely when you're ready. Now, we might ask, okay, come work with me. But like I said, he will wait till you're ready too. So they won't take you into a place that's over your head. They won't do that, or in overwhelming, or you're just not ready for that. You want to go a little bit slower. And you know you can do that. You can ask to go a little bit slower, although it doesn't feel like it's going very slow like right now. And there's lots of surprises along the horizon. Look for the things. This was something he said that was interesting. Look for things that seem to just bring energy to you. For example, there's things that you will do that just drag you down, or you're in environments that just, you just feel like you are oppressed. Okay. That's a good sign that, okay, maybe not so much of that way. And then look for the things in your life that just, I mean, you are just loaded with energy after you've done that. You know, I feel like that doing the show for you every week. I could feel very, very tired from other things that are going on. But then once I come and I do this with you, because I do this as, I guess you could call it a labor of love, but I do care. And I'm just here to share what I've experienced and what I'm receiving. I'm not worried about what everybody else is out there doing. I'm not worried about doing it the way they do it. I'm here trying to be as authentic as I possibly can with you and give you what I receive. Most of the time, I'm having it come through as I'm on the air. That can freak you out when you're new to something like this. It's not pre-scripted. I don't like pre-scripted because that to me doesn't feel real. I want it to come through to you. He'll tell me what we're going to talk about, but as far as what they're going to say, and that brings joy to me because I feel like the entire show is always a reading. The entire show is delivering the message in the moment. That's coming from my heart because I really want to do that for you. And I don't want you to try to expect it to be exactly the way it is for me. Or maybe none of this resonates with you. That's okay too, guys. That's okay. But there's the discernment and judgment. Are you judging it or condemning because it's not your way? Or are you discerning that might not work for me? Okay, two different things there. The world in general is learning a lot about how to get along and how to not be judgmental of something else that's different or another way. Because I honestly don't believe there's one way. I believe there's uniqueness to every one of us to find the connection that we have within all of us. And that, to me, is miraculous in itself. And it is growing. I see it every day. You may not see it on the regular news, but there's lots of positive going on out there. Lots. And that brings joy to my heart. So we have one more segment coming up. I did receive an email from a listener that we will answer that question when we come back. So we do need to take a break. We have a little bit more to share with you on manifesting the dreams into reality and what exactly is reality. What exactly is the dreams? You know, how we're going to do all that. So here we go. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And welcome back to the last segment of the show. We're talking about Archangel Raziel, how we can manifest and how we can move past hesitation and procrastination and what holds us up, right? We've been talking about that through the whole show. And December is a great month to work on that. That's what we've been talking about. Now, we did receive, and it's kind of interesting that we received this one. It's kind of right in line with the fire energy that will make things happen here. We received an email from Beth, and she says, "Hi, Dr. Jen. I have been involved with a man for 8 months, with a man who has chaotic energy, which tends to drain me energetically and emotionally. He claims undying love for me that he claims will last forever. He's been temporarily staying in my home, which is supposed to be temporary. Do the angels see him moving out anytime soon, as I have asked him to?" We have had past life history. Are we supposed to be together for this lifetime or just a short period? Honestly, I think the answer is in the question here. Nope, this is temporary. There's something to learn from the challenge of being together, but stand clear and strong with what is not draining you and clear the energy of your home. Yes, clear. Immediately Raziel saying, clear you as much as you can, but clear the energy of your home and protect and shield your home as well. Honestly, this has happened before. I've used this in experience. I have gone out and done this in businesses. I've done this for homes. This really does work. I've done it with my own business. You can do it with a website even. But the energy and the intention of what you want, be clear. Be clear, because I do not see this. No, it's not a lifetime, but it will last. It feels like a lifetime because you said there was past life history. It feels like a lifetime because it will stay until everyone's learned what they needed to learn. Okay? You can learn what you need to learn and not have to continue in this, where if he hasn't or vice versa, you will continue. So one can learn and move on and the other one can keep recycling, but they'll recycle it with a different scenario, kind of that same page, different story thing. So, and you know, and that's a good example of that would be, you know, this relationship is done, but you might go through the same thing again in another one, something like that. the best way for things to move quickly, Beth, or anybody dealing with anything that they really want to change, is to ask, what do I need to learn from this? What do I need to do? Discernment is an interesting lesson in this whole dynamic here, and you're learning to see clearly what you do and don't want. I think you've answered the question already, so I will say I think you have. Anything that's draining or pulling us down is not supporting us, bottom line. You can change the scenarios a million times. You can change, you know, the situation. It can be as sweet as pumpkin pie, and it's still draining you. Okay, that means your soul needs to be somewhere else or doing something else, bottom line. And that would be for anybody listening right now that's going through something that they just, what is right for you will come from within yourself, not from somebody talking you into it. There you go. There's your answer. So yes, we're being affirmative today because there's so much fire energy. But the fire will consume up what needs to move on. But things stay and repeat if we haven't learned the lesson that our soul needed from it. So think of that. That's how you can discern with this one, Beth. And anybody going through that, wow. So in this whole thing, What do we get from this? Yes, we can celebrate. Yes, we can manifest. Yes, we can move past some blocks. But you have to be willing to face them, acknowledge them, say, you know what? Yeah, that's my hang up. That's my thing. Okay, I'm really ready for that to move on. And really claim that. Absolutely claim that. And don't be afraid of something brand new. Don't be afraid to try something new. I mean, there's just so much to life. You're here for a reason. Everybody is. Everybody's got that special uniqueness to them. And we all have opportunity to share that. We all have that. So look to see what could be cleared from your own energy field, from what your environment is, your home, your business, the people you hang with. I mean, what is going on that's either lifting you or pulling you down? It's very important to look at that right now. And fire element, when you feel that intensity and that fire revving up inside of you, the energy of it, go for the positive with that. The positive is what? Just one more time before we go here. The positive of fire energy, and this is the message that Raziel's had for this show. The positive is, it's proactive. It's energizing you. You're ready. You're fearless. You're ready to move forward. You're very proactive. You are in the game. The negative side that you want to watch out for is the anger, resentment, and the stewing and the boiling and the just holding on to very dark feelings. When you feel them, and I'm not saying you won't, because a lot of people are right now, and I have to, you feel them. It's just part of who we are and what we have here. But when you feel those negative energies of fire, take the intention, take the moment, give yourself this gift of self-love. Give yourself this gift of, you know what? I don't want this to be like this. I don't want to feel like this. What can I do? And ask, what can I do to move this energy into a positive fire element energy that will benefit and heal and help me bust through this and help me move forward? That's what you want to do. And Raziel was really specific about going into that because December is loaded with manifesting ability, but we have to be able to, I guess, walk through our fire, walk through our energy that it's going to be bringing up within ourselves. You're going to have something completely different from somebody else. So don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Focus on what you need to be doing and don't avoid that. And you will find that you will move through this much better, much quicker. And you'll be ready to bring on 2018 in a very positive light. There's a lot of things coming up for us in 2018. So this is the way to make the most of it in a great way. We have had so much. I mean, I am just sitting here making sure this energy right now, if you're feeling, and this is one more thing that he's asked me to share really quick before we go. If you've been feeling a little bit of the retrograde thing, like, oh, I don't know what, I feel like I'm spinning or communication's been frustrating. One of the secrets with that is maybe take a moment or two before responding to anything. When you see something that's kind of like, what? I didn't get that. Just go into a place where you go, I'm going to stop. And I'm going to think about it before I respond. And that's how you can do that. So with that, we're going to head out because we're out of time. And I wish everyone the best. And everyone that with the fire energy, you go into a place of positive, positive, positive. We have frequencies that will... I know I heard the echo again, so I was going to go ahead and close out, but it's gone now. I don't know what the, see, communications, Mercury, isn't that interesting? It is, you know, the retrograde does that. It messes with the frequencies and the computers. And so we're already having a little fun with us today on that. And now it sounds fine again, but that is like, what? And it's okay because we're just putting out the message here. Take your fire and make the most of it in a very positive way. Look at what the element of fire energy is. And look how you can make that not hold you back and just feel like you're dragging down. Watch out for what's draining you. Make sure you're filling your life with things that energize you and bring your passion into a proactive position. And don't think this is physical constantly, okay? You're not going to wear yourself out. Just don't be afraid to look at the things you really want to do and explore how you can make them happen, because it's your dream. And if you want that to be your reality, it absolutely can be. And all you got to do is ask for a little assistance and they'll guide you. If you feel like you need a little protection, ask for that. And there you go. So thanks, guys, so much for listening with all the interesting little inserts here and there from our Mercury retrograde and from Archangel Raziel. Thank you for coming in today and sharing a great message with all of us. I wish you all much love and happiness as you power on. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com